And we are back. You are listening to The Morning After with Ben and Josh, but Josh isn't here, so just Ben. And I'm not alone in the studio because there are two more Bens in front of me from Monstera and Men. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us. Good morning.
There are so many things, firstly, to cover. We were talking about this just before, about, like, we don't know which way to take the interview, I suppose, because there are so many different subjects that we could talk about. I could talk to you guys forever, to be honest. And that's not only because of your beautiful website, but also the beautiful work that you do. So if we were in an elevator and you had 90 seconds to spiel to me what you do, then how would you approach it?
Oh man.
Well, it starts with houseplants. We started out with houseplants and we do maintenance and installs for commercial in the city, and now we're retailing a lot of houseplants and running a market called Green Lane Market in the city, and working with a lot of crafty people in Christchurch. And having heaps of bundles.
Yeah, and there are a lot of crafty people too, so it's been cool to see how you're bringing so many people together. And on Saturday, indeed, there are lots of people that are going to be brought together because there's three markets happening at once, apparently.
Yeah, that's right. So the Conscious Club are throwing a market down at the Box Quarter, and we're throwing the Green Lane Market over on Southwark Street, and the Nifty Markets are going on at Benny's Barbershop. So it's an awesome day to come out and check out the craft in the city.
Truly, I feel like if you're in Christchurch, you will see a market on Saturday.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is cool. I firstly want to ask, this is my personal question, but what's your favourite plant and what got you into it? What got you into being plant dads, as the internet would say? You know?
Yeah. I'll let Ben answer.
That's a tough question, eh? I think a lot of people lean towards a Monstera because it's a classic. It's like a kind of real jungly feel. It's our namesake. And it looks so awesome when it's in your home.
Yeah. One of the focuses of the markets, at least something that I took away from it, is the importance of sustainable practice. Do you guys want to talk to that for a sec? I'm sure that's something that underpins your work too.
At Green Lane, we're leading with the values. So we tell anyone who wants to come in and be a vendor with us that we're just trying to do everything more sustainable, more local, and more ethical. And we outline that in our values that we give to them, so they know that they're coming into a space where everyone's trying to do things a little bit better. And we don't expect them to be perfect. We just want everyone to try and just do a little bit better together. And the network of people that we're building in there are really helping each other to grow in a more local, sustainable and ethical way.
Definitely. Totally. By putting like a face to all of these people who are actively trying, they all kind of feel a bit more relaxed and more comfortable about working towards something that is better and not, you know, being to a perfect standard, because you are just a person that really wants to do better.
Totally. I think as well, when I think of buying plants, I think of going down to Bunnings and like getting plants there. I don't think about perhaps how personal it can be, and that's something I'm glad that you guys bring to the table. The fact that, you know, this entire, just the fact that you can get into gardening of plants and anything of that sort, and there can actually be smiley faces behind the counter instead of, like, I don't know, pimply teens.
We do it a bit differently. We encourage people to get into plants that they're going to be able to look after and get into it slowly. So I've seen a lot of people go from zero to hero really quick and then back to zero just as quick. So it's more like building it up slowly and making the plants part of your lifestyle. And so we run a cutting exchange at Green Lane. Monstera Men runs a cutting exchange where anyone can come and swap cuttings to start off a little bit of a collection in a cheap and easy, slow way.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned, because my next question's about accessibility. And I think one of the things that you guys have also ensured is across everything you do is how accessible everything is. And that's something I'm so thankful you guys are doing as well. I could keep going on.
Thanks, the fact
that it is so accessible to people, I feel like, especially I see it on Instagram and there'll just be 30 plants in a really pretty room. And I could just tell that's not as pretty as their like plant life actually is. Like, there's surely soil in their carpet. There's surely, you know, death and plants that they have not got in the frame. And so, yeah, it's cool that you guys are taking such a homegrown, accessible approach.
Yeah, no, it is. So we're trying to minimize the plastic, and we're trying to eliminate all of the plastic from our suppliers, and we are not using any chemicals in what we're doing, which is quite unique as well with indoor plants.
Totally.
But yeah, we're finding it challenging at times, but it's really cool to be able to stay strong and not using any chemicals.
Yeah. Indeed, thank you so much for coming on. I'll cut it here because as much as I want to talk to you guys all day, we've got several other weeks of shows for that. Indeed, I want to call you Ben and Ben the Flower Pot Men just because that's what I was called. I'm sure you've had that before.
Yeah.
Yes. So Saturday's 10 to 2 at 22 Southwark Street is the Green Lane Markets. Although, on Saturday you can catch Nifty Markets and there's the Boxed Quarter Conscious Club Markets as well. So indeed, just catch a bus and head to Christchurch City because there will be a market you can be at. Thank you so much for coming into the studio today.
Awesome.
Cheers,
Ben.
For having us, Ben.
No worries.